Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the concept of help seeking and looking at some of the things that might facilitate that and also exploring some of the things that stop us from seeking help when we need it across a variety of contexts. So, it is true that all of us are going to need some assistance at some point in life, whether that be through consulting a doctor for our physical health, or whether it be through consulting a financial advisor because we need some assistance to manage our money, budgeting, or making the best financial decisions for us. It may even be that we need to seek help with solicitors to advocate on our behalf for legal reasons. It's also true that help seeking produces and requires a certain amount of vulnerability. It's a gentle acknowledgement that we don't have all the answers and we can't do everything in our world. And this can lead to feeling a little bit vulnerable. And managing that vulnerability is really, really important. Obviously, some people are more practiced and a little bit better at help seeking than others. It's true that we are overall getting better when it comes to addressing our physical and mental health. And I think in some ways, the amount of information we get through our smartphones and through the internet is really helpful. It allows us to self-help quite a lot. But there are some cohorts in our society that still struggle with this. And unfortunately, men have been and remain notoriously bad at help seeking. And this means that men are more likely to die from preventable health, physical health concerns. They suffer from an increased rate of suicide. There's a whole variety of impacts of the inability or the reluctance to seek help, particularly among men. This week's mind game is to think about our own relationship with help and our own relationship with help seeking, to zero in on some of the thoughts and the focus. Sometimes I think it's true that we spend a little bit too much time focusing on the reasons why we shouldn't seek help versus thinking about and focusing on the reasons why help seeking might be important. And the biggest one, I guess, to keep in mind, the biggest driver might be, you know, simply wanting to feel better. If we allow that to be the focus, that may allow us to help manage the vulnerability and some of the things that come up for us when we consider seeking help. My second tip for this week is to actually do a bit of self-help. Have a bit of a checkup and a check-in with yourself and ask yourself, you know, what is it that might stop me from seeking help? Well, what is it that does currently stop me from seeking help? And try and zero in on the belief or the message or the idea that is the barrier for yourself. And maybe fact check that. Actually ask yourself, well, is this true? What are the consequences of allowing this particular belief, this barrier, to remain in my life and stop me from seeking help? And are these consequences potentially bigger and larger than the vulnerability that are there? And the concern about those consequences may actually allow you to manage that vulnerability. I actually think that we all know more about ourselves than we think. And often when we're in relationships with people and friendships and community connections that we have, we probably give each other a great amount of really, really good advice. And the risk is actually that we just don't take it. My next mind game is to actually think about, you know, if I had a friend in a situation like this that had these issues happening, what would I tell them? What would I tell someone that I really cared about to do? And then probably just take your own advice. We so readily tell people that they need to get help and they should get things checked out and that there's no harm or shame in that. But often we haven't internalized that and we don't allow that. We let our own vulnerability stop that. Like everything, help seeking is a habit. It's a pattern of behavior. And the good news about that is for all the vulnerability that comes initially with seeking assistance and help, the more you do it, the more comfortable you become and the more likely you are to be able to seek the right amount of help at the right time to stay physically, mentally, socially, financially, and maybe spiritually well. And there's obviously going to be really, really big benefits in all of those domains. So get some help this week with Mind Games.